An anti-hero named Francois, a dog named Albert, photos of Jean-Paul Belmondo in a young woman's bedroom. It makes you think you're back in the 50s, about to see a Francois Truffaut film, right? Nope, it's a brand new movie and it comes only with an English title. Youth in Revolt, and there's no rebelling Frenchman in it, with or without ennui. There is a Canadian film actor in it, though, named Michael Cera, who the script identifies as Nick Twisp. Nick hates the name Twisp, and claims that even John Wayne on a horse would seem girly boy pronouncing it. This kid wants to be Belmondo so bad he renames himself Francois Dillinger. That's because the pretty and bookish Sheeny Sanders, played by Portia Doubleday, is totally taken by French culture and drawn to anti-authoritarian guys in the throes of late puberty, although that flies in the face of what kind of dude her current boyfriend is. He's the very Republican Trent Preston who would only need to wear a red cape over his crewneck sweater to erase any doubt he's not Clark Kent. Nick's self-transformation propels him through a caper of great travail, not just with his trashy mom Estelle and her live-in lover, a truck driver named Jerry, but also Sheeny's fervently religious parents. The auteur of Mom and Dad Saunders, played by Mary Kay Place and M. Emmett Walsh, suggests Nick is lacking in Trent's bourgeois traits so important to them. Nick's also on a collision course with his own ne'er-do-well father, George Twisp, played by Steve Buscemi, and Nick's lust for his dad's youthful live-in girlfriend, Lacey, just isn't appropriate. There's more trouble for Nick with a redneck cop played by Ray Liotta. Officer Westcott moves in with Nick's mom after her truck driver boyfriend blows town and attains a deeper permanence. But I'm getting ahead of myself. It begins in the East Bay when Jerry sells a Chevy Nova to some sailors. The Chevy croaks shortly after the sale, and the seamen are back pronto to extract a refund. But Jerry, Estelle, and Nick have gone on the lam, holing up at a trailer park for religious folks not far from Ukiah. That's where Sheeny and her parents reside in a fancy home on wheels, and so Nick and Sheeny meet. Youth in Revolt was adapted by Gustin Nash and comes from six picaresque stories by C.D. Payne. Mr. Payne, who lives somewhere a couple of counties west of me, not too far from Ukiah, is known as an absurdist writer in the book biz. That label for Payne seems a bit absurd to me because there's really nothing meaningless about Youth in Revolt, since the film is true to life, depicting behavior of teenagers and adults in any social class. Payne and Nash merely exaggerate their characters to a point where being able to not laugh at them isn't an option. Miguel Arteta directed Youth in Revolt so well, his timing and the supplied dialogue mesh brilliantly. There's a standout moment in Youth when a significant plot point becomes evident. Mary Kay Place as Mrs. Saunders, under the influence of a psychedelic chemical in a mushroom she's eaten, slumps over, splaying an arm on the keyboard of the electric organ in her living room. Immediately, I thought, Eureka, which is not too far from Ukiah, Mary Kay has found the lost chord. Seeing Place so stoned took me back to her joint appearance with William Hurt during their smoke-filled car ride in The Big Chill. Justin Long plays Sheeny's older brother, Paul, a character of medium importance in Youth. Already a rebellious guy with no other French traits, Paul is the culprit who scores the mushrooms that get his family higher than a freaking kite, shades of Carlos Castaneda. Nick's alter ego, Francois, is green-screened into the same scenes when opposite the other Michael Cera playing Nick. But another alter ego, Nick's feminine side, comes on screen simply as Nick in a dress. She, Carlotta, is funny as well, but could have been green screen too for better effect. Michael Cera carries on with his deadpan nerdishness so valued in that swell movie called Juno. Milking his puberty-ridden sexual curiosity for all he can, Cera is near perfect as a flawed young man flailing in the clutches of Doubleday Sheeny, a girl who's not quite up to snuff yet with feminine guile. I think I mentioned a dog. Nick is so struck by Sheeny, he gives her a cute little mutt. She, being of little faith, names him Albert, after Albert Camus, the late Algerian-born man of French letters who won a Nobel Prize over 50 years ago. I'm still laughing about that in my own existential kind of way. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.